to take a walk through a portion of the building. This is an active construction zone, so stay on the walkway. We're going to have to go the back way out.
The newly renovated Kimball Garage faces Heber Avenue and stretches between Park Avenue and Main Street. Upon entering the double doors that face Heber Avenue, you can see the historic garage on the left with the main staircase on the right, which takes you up to the special event space proposed by developer Tony Tyler.
We removed the paint that was there from the 70s and 80s and 90s and everything else, but this is the original concrete wall that you see here. So we did add back in the historic windows, but come on through.
Because of some newly laid tile, the group, which included the entire Park City Planning Commission, council member Lynn Ware Peak, some city staff, and Old Town residents, access the special event space from a stairway located at the back of the building. As the group entered, Tyler explained how the special event space could be used.
The concept is, in terms of flexibility, that an individual space could be locked off from the other spaces. This is kind of our largest, most dense area right here in the corner in terms of our capacity, and then it steps down both in scale and in capacity, with the last space really what I call our boardroom, which is the very far end over here.
The group then walked out onto the rooftop deck, which led to many questions. One resident asked about live music on the patio. Tyler and architect Craig Elliott explained.
So musicians on the outside, how will that work?
They could be located, you know, almost anywhere. It's really subject to the noise ordinance. You're probably going to get some reverberation off the facade of the glass, which is why the sound trap is in place.
So explain again how that soffit will work then?
There's perforations in that metal. It's open, and so sound will go up and get dispersed, and it'll do a couple of different things. One of them will go in, and some of them will go in and be absorbed by the... there's rock wool above it, so it's a sound insulation that's located above that perforated panel.
Commissioner Laura Susser had her own questions about its use.
So the deck is heated, and do you anticipate heaters out here during the winter? Would this be an all-season deck, like we use it all year round?
Potentially it could be. The heaters aren't really for the winter because the heaters never really get warm enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help extend the seasons. And actually what you see around right here, this is a pre-piped-in natural gas outlet so that you can do a portable heater and then remove it.
Two residents wanted to know about the lighting inside the facility and on the rooftop deck.
Well, that's going to be a big, big beacon out here at night, isn't it?
They are all recessed strip lights, so that does have an impact. There's not a direct glare on that where they hit the outside.
And the exterior light is all just the can lights that you've got right now?
Then they're all recessed with a downed shot that has a restricted angle.
The group moved to the basement where Tyler gave some of the details about how they plan to deal with load in and load out.
So right here is the elevator that services all four floors. So the idea here from a load in out perspective is that we built this storage space, which is actually below Main Street, so that most of the accoutrements to an event space, tables, chairs, flatware, bar, really anything that could be utilized for an event space doesn't have to be rented from the rental company. It can be stored on site, so you don't have that load in, load out for every single event.
KPCW asked some of the locals what they thought about the facility after seeing it. Greg Vagstad lives on Park Avenue.
I don't think it's changed my opinion. I think there's still a lot of potential issues that have not been resolved at all. I think there's a lot of work to be done yet, that's for sure.
Hope Melville has been following the development from the beginning. After seeing the project from the inside out, she says it's going to be a problem.
Concern is noise on the roof, traffic, congestion, loading, unloading, no facilities except on the public streets for loading and unloading of people and everything else.
The commissioners returned to City Hall for the regularly scheduled meeting and provided an opportunity for the public to comment about the tour, but none was given. The item was continued to the September 26 meeting. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.